This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong reporting from Chicago with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. I know a lot of farm families that have some great traditions of summer, like working in the garden together, canning the produce from the garden together, going to the summertime festivals and fairs, showing livestock at those fairs together. One thing I remember so well was Dad teaching us to care for the equipment on the farm, to get as much use out of it as possible. And Mystic Lubricants have been doing that for one generation of farmers after another. Mystic's legendary JT6 greases have found their place on many farms, specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or 3 decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your family's tradition for getting the work done. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. That's mysticlubes.com. Every summer, we hear tragic stories of young children being left in very hot cars. We need to remember that coming into an extremely hot weekend. Well, the state of Missouri is looking into an incident in which an elderly woman and a disabled person were left in the heat in a van without air conditioning and with the windows rolled up for about 20 minutes. The van was used by an adult daycare center, was dropped off at an auto repair shop in St. Louis, and apparently the driver forgot there were two people still inside the van and left them. Witnesses say the van was parked in the sun. A worker found them, turned on the air conditioning. The man has been fired as a result of that incident. From This Week in Agribusiness, farmers need to be bracing for higher interest rates after the Federal Reserve yesterday raised rates again and signaled that there's more of that to come. Some of that bad news comes from the economy's good news. The word that unemployment is falling and is expected to continue dropping. Did you hear that forecast from the Fed this week? After the jobless rate last month hit an 18-year low of 3.8%, the Fed believes the rate will slide further to 3.6% by the end of the year and will fall then to 3.5%, 3.5% next year and in 2020. Those would be unemployment levels not seen in this country in 49 years. We don't always hear what happens to someone after we learn about the crime they committed. But this week, in a Michigan courtroom, a man who 2 years ago drove his truck into a bunch of bicyclists, killing 5 of them, was sentenced to prison. 52-year-old Charles Pickett Jr. showed remorse for being hopped up on drugs as he drove his truck down a 2-lane road and over the bicyclists. He told the court this week, "I'll live with this the rest of my life. I would give my life for the people I murdered, killed, and maimed, and I just want to say I'm sorry." The judge was in no mood for leniency and sentenced Pickett to 40 years in prison. Coming up, Father's Day weekend, and I share these interesting numbers that come from the Census Bureau, that in the United States there are 2 million single fathers, and while about 40% are divorced, 16% are separated, 6% were widowed, 38% of the more than 750,000 were never married. That's today's Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.